Today we're beginning Simon Mem Dalet. The title of the Simon is Isser Shena B'Tfilin, the Isser of sleeping while wearing Tfilin. So in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Kol Zman Shehatfilin Berosho Obizro, Aser Lishon B'Hem Afilu Shnas Arai. As long as your Tfilin are on your head or on your hand, on your arm, one is not permitted to even nap with the Tfilin on. Elo Im Hiniach Aleim Sudar V'Lo Haisa Imo Isha Yashin B'Hem Shnas Arai. Unless you put some kind of a covering, some kind of a handkerchief over the Tfilin, and you're also not napping next to one's wife, then it would be permissible to nap with the Tfilin. But even if you're going to be napping with your tefillin on, you have to make sure that your head is between your knees, between your legs, and you could sleep that way. However, if the tefillin are wrapped up in your hand, you're not actually wearing them, then you could even go to sleep while holding your tefillin. But if you're holding them, but they're not wrapped up in your hand, then you can't even nap while holding your tefillin in that way. The Ramah says, "V'dafka kishachson below nair tekan." Not assuming that you're holding your tefillin without the case. But if you're holding the tefillin with the case, then it'll be permissible to do so. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Arai the gazrino shema yavol lahafiach b'hem." We're afraid that you may come to pass gas while wearing the tefillin. By putting the handkerchief on top of the tefillin, it will remind you that you're wearing tefillin and will prevent you from coming to pass gas. Imo isha, avolim ishto imo aser gzeres shema yishamish b'hem. If one is next to one's wife when napping, then he also can't wear tefillin because he may come to have relations while wearing tefillin. The fact that you're napping with your tefillin is not considered hesech hadas. It's not considered to be that I'm removing my mind from the tefillin, because hesech hadas is only a problem when you think about things that are lightheaded or things that are joking. But if one is engaged in his profession, in general, if a person just thinks about other things, but they're not necessarily lightheaded, so that's not called hesech hadas, unless this other thing is so, it's overtaking him so much that he can't even properly focus on yiras shamayim. When a person sleeps, he forgets about all of the nonsense, all the things going on in the world, so it actually clears up his mind. A person really has to focus on their tefillin all the time that they're wearing it. They can't think about bad thoughts. That's why you always have to touch your tefillin, so this way you don't avert your mind from them. Except when you're davening or learning, then you should be focusing on the davening and the learning. So somewhat of a question: what's the definition of a nap? So some say there's no set amount of time for a nap. Others say that it's the amount of time it takes to walk 100 amos, which is about 67 parts of an hour. So however you want to divide that, that's what the Gra assumes. If a person doesn't sleep with their head between their legs, so there's a chance that you may come to fall into a deeper sleep. We're not concerned that you're going to pass gas in that case because you're not wearing the tefillin. If it's not wrapped around your hand, you may come to drop the tefillin. Even if you drop it on the ground, but it's in the case, it's not such a big deal. So assuming that the casing is at least a tefach, a space between the case and the tefillin, because then even if it falls on the floor, but there's going to be a hefsek between the tefillin and the ground. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll begin Simon Mem Hay tomorrow.